Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 a.m. We're in the showcase studio. Or no, we're in the upstairs studio. Seventh floor of the Trib Tower here. And we're here till 5. That music that you just heard is from the score of the incredible movie Spartacus, which is going to be screened this Thursday. That would be tomorrow. Twice. There will be an afternoon screening and a 7 p.m. screening of a 2 p.m. matinee and a 7 p.m. screening at the beautiful Pickwick Theater as part of the Park Ridge Classic Film Series at the Pickwick. And it is in honor of Kirk Douglas's 100th birthday. Now, if you've never seen Spartacus, if you've never seen it on the big screen especially, you really, really got to check it out. And as always, Matthew Hoffman, who is the programmer of the Park Ridge Classic Film Series, joins us to talk about the program and to talk about the other events that are going to be happening at the screening. And he always tries to make it a really fun and big event. And we welcome Matthew to the show. Well, welcome back, Matthew.
It's great to be back, Nick.
Absolutely. Very excited. Can you believe that Kirk Douglas is 100?
I know. I mean, it's unbelievable. He has such a long, diversified career. Of course, you know, kind of was winding down there at the end, but I mean, he's still going, he's still, you know, doing interviews and stuff, and, you know, he's had just such an amazing career, and of course, we're going to be showing one of the films that people most identify Kirk Douglas with,
right?
Of course, Spartacus.
Right. I mean, this is going to be amazing to see on the big screen, and you are showing the fully restored uncut version with an intermission, correct?
That's correct. I mean, this is the 2015 restored version. You know, of course, it's got all the stuff that people didn't see in 1960, the famous snails or oysters seduction of Tony Curtis by mm-hmm. Olivier, mm-hmm. that scene. But, yeah, about, I don't know, hour and 47 minutes into it, we've got about a 15-minute intermission. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, you get a little chance. As you say here, you can get some fresh popcorn or
exactly.
get yourself a copy of Nostalgia Digest, and Those Were the Days, mm-hmm. from Those Were the Days. Let's say, first of all, let's talk a little bit about some of the other. The doors are opening at 6 o'clock. It's a 7 o'clock screening because it's a long film, so it's starting at 7.
Exactly.
And you've got Jay Warren there. Tell everybody about some of the other things that are happening that in addition to the screening of Spartacus.
Well, Jay Warren is going to be performing the pre-show music starting at 6:30. The doors will open at 6. We're going to have Steve Darnall, host of Radio's Those Were the Days. He'll be in the lobby with the Nostalgia Digest magazine. Steve has always been a great guest for us, you know, just meeting with fans and
yeah.
stuff. And he'll be there. And, you know, we're really expecting a nice turnout.
Yeah,
one, especially just to honor, you know, Kirk Douglas and tie into the centennial because he turns 100 the following day on Friday. But, you know, just to see the spectacle, I mean, only a big screen can really capture,
yeah.
you know, that kind of magic.
No, absolutely right. Absolutely right. I mean, to see Spartacus on the big screen is a real special thing. It's $10 at the door, $8 in advance. And there is also, in case people, you know, can't make it at night and they, you know, they've got the day and they want to go during the day, you are also having a 2 p.m. screening.
Yeah, and that's for all the shows this season. This is something new. We're doing the 2 p.m. matinee. That's for, you know, like you said, people who might not want to stay out, you know, 3.5 hours at night.
Yeah.
You know, especially the seniors, you know, now they could come in the afternoon and experience this film.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a great movie. Tell me a little bit. You did write a blog post about the film. Tell me what makes Spartacus such a special movie, and what are some of the things about the movie that are so great?
I don't know where to start. I mentioned the spectacle aspect of it, but the cinematography. It has absolutely, you know, outstanding cast. Of course, Kirk Douglas, Gene Simmons, Laurence Olivier, Peter Ustinov, who won actually a Best Supporting Actor Oscar. Charles Laughton is in it. I had mentioned Tony Curtis. But, you know, I think a film like this, I mean, it's only a matter of time before Hollywood tries to remake it. And, you know, here we're going to be showing the original. And there's so much to it that, I mean, you could also relate to today. You know, you know, I mean, when we live in a society where there's extreme nationalism and, you know, our freedoms are threatened and groups are singled out. I mean, you could look at a film like Spartacus and see how it, you know, aspects to, you know, from the film can relate to today. At the time it was made, of course, it was reflecting McCarthyism and the whole House Un-American Activities Committee that was then, you know, of course, Dalton Trumbo, the writer, was blacklisted, and Kirk Douglas, as the executive producer, had given him screen credit. So the whole McCarthyism was hovering over this production. But as I said, I mean, it has a strong relevance to today.
Yeah, and in that time period, you're talking about the McCarthyism. That really is central to the I'm Spartacus scene.
Yes. Now, of course, that's one of the most famous scenes in the film, where the slaves, they're offered a chance of freedom, provided they basically name names, name, you know, Spartacus. But instead, they decide to stand together. You know, it's one of the most powerful moments in the film. You know, and that it's got so many, you know, very affecting moments like that in this big production. And of course, there was directed by the visionary filmmaker Stanley Kubrick. Of course, he kind of distanced himself from the film because he didn't really have total control on it. But his mark is definitely
absolutely
there.
Yeah, and I mean this movie meant a lot to Kirk Douglas and Kubrick got the gig because they made Paths of Glory together.
Exactly.
And Paths of Glory is a masterpiece, and they so, you know, Kirk Douglas so enjoyed working with Kubrick, and then, you know, as the guy who was pretty much the force behind the movie, Kirk Douglas the force behind the movie, he wanted Kubrick to direct it, and it turned out really amazing. And it is an interesting mix of compromise too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can see Kubrick all over it, but you can also see how Douglas had a major hand in the film as well.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of voices on this film. I remember reading that Kubrick didn't get along with Dalton Trumbo.
Yeah.
You know, they were disagreeing about the character of Spartacus and how Kubrick seemed to think that the character didn't have any faults. You know, he was just a little too clean. So, I mean, there were a lot of voices on this production. Douglas, Kubrick, Trumbo, of course, the studio Universal that was making it. But still, you know, they were able to, this is far from a mess of a film. I mean, this is absolutely how they were able to get all these different visions into one film. It works brilliantly.
Yeah, and this, and again, you're showing the 2015 restoration. It's going to look amazing in the DCP format. This is something that is a must see on the big screen. And again, you always try to make it special. Jay Warren's going to be there. He'll start playing at 6:30. And Steve Darnell, as you said, is going to have copies of Nostalgia Digest magazine, and you can check that out. And now, when they restored the cut that was released in 1960, how much footage, extra footage, was cut from that that's been restored? Do you know?
I thought it was somewhere around, I could be mistaken, I thought it was somewhere around 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I had mentioned probably the most famous scene is the bath scene.
Yes.
Where Olivier is seducing Tony Curtis.
Yeah.
That was a little too much for the censors at the time with the homoerotic overtones.
Yeah.
But that's one of the most famous scenes. But the actual physical restoration, you know, restoring the film to, you know, to trying to approximate its original color tones and the sound and everything. I mean, that is what's really going to come across so well on the big screen. And you had mentioned Paths of Glory. That was a film that I had considered for the Kirk Douglas Centennial.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to go with a film that I always wanted to see projected on.
Oh, sure.
Large screen.
Yeah, it's the perfect choice. You know, it's funny, these restorations that they're doing, these 4K restorations, are amazing. Last night I hosted a screening of Steven Spielberg's 1941.
Mm-hmm.
And it was breathtaking. I mean, seriously, it was absolutely beautiful, filled up the entire screen. They did a remix on the sound. John Williams' amazing score came, you know, pulsating through, and all the great special effect miniature works with the planes and all that stuff. It just looked extraordinary. They did. They're doing a beautiful job with these restorations.
You can see all that detail now in these restorations. You know, where so many people now, you know, they're watching these movies on their TV or you know on their iPad and stuff, and they're all the details. I mean. That you could really see those, seeing it on the screen.
And this is a movie that needs to be seen on the big screen. Exactly. So it is the restored, uncut version of the film. The doors open at 6 o'clock. Jay Warren will play music on the organ at 6:30. The movie will start at 7, and it is Spartacus. And it's in honor of Kirk Douglas's 100th birthday. And it's tomorrow night, December 8th, at the Pickwick Theater. You can check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com for more information and tickets. And we've got a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. And this is great. You've got more planned? You got one planned in January as well?
Yeah, we're going to be showing Once Upon a Time in the West, and that's going to be on January 12th.
Wow.
So we've got two epics back to back.
Two epics, yeah. Wow, Once Upon a Time in the West. That is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So that's going to – and, boy, Once Upon a Time in the West, how great is Henry Fonda in that movie?
You know, it was I remember back in Columbia College in one of my film classes, Scott Marks played like the opening of that film.
Yeah.
And he was such a badass, Henry Fonda.
I know. And you never associate Henry Fonda with a badass. I mean, that's the only time he's ever played a true villain badass.
Yeah, he was always such a clean cut figure.
Yeah.
And to see him in this film.
I know. It's so good. It's so good. So that's January 12th. You'll come on before to talk about that as well.
I'd be honored to.
Absolutely. All right, Matthew, always a pleasure. And it's the Park Ridge Classic Film Series. It's at the beautiful, big, wonderful Pickwick Theater, a great place to see a movie on the big screen, especially a movie like Spartacus, the full, uncut, restored version. It's only $10 at the door, $8 in advance. There's a 2 p.m. Matinee, and that's only $6 at the door. And if you've never seen Spartacus, you should. If you've never seen it on the big screen, it's pretty incredible. And we celebrate Kirk Douglas's 100th birthday. That's great. Matthew, thanks so much for being with him. We'll talk to you in January.
Thank you, Nick, and happy holidays.
All right, take care. There's Matthew Hoffman. He does great work. He's the programmer of the Park Ridge Classic Film Series. He does great work keeping the old cinema alive and the experience of going to a movie in a big theater, seeing it with a group of people. Young people come to these things. It's just so great. It's just great. ParkRidgeClassicFilm.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page.